This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's got to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge. Right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, the dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, you'd hang in there, you'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW, do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 8 gold now, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, and our good pal, Steve Turley, Dr. Steve Turley, is joining us now. We were reminded that he actually is from Connecticut, right down the Merritt Parkway, and somehow, some way, through the ill winds of fate, wound up in Delaware. I feel bad for him. Doc, how are you, man?
I'm doing greatly, and I couldn't concur more. I've often said when people ask me where I'm from, I'll say Delaware through no fault of my own.
All I remember about, I mean, I've been through Delaware a million times driving back and forth to Florida and stuff, but yeah, the memory that sits in the back of my brain is the bridge and just, like, oil tankers. Does that make sense?
Right? It does. It does. Absolutely. Yeah. And Wayne's World, too, if you remember the movie Wayne's World. He has his tour through all the states. We're in Texas. Funny. We're in Oklahoma. And all of a sudden, they just kind of stop and go, Delaware? Delaware? You know?
That's good. So what caught my eye this week was, you know, you have a paper out saying, studies show Gen Z is the most conservative generation ever. And I'm like, what? How is that possible? And then, of course, I read it, and that's, okay, so tell everybody, how is Generation Z the most conservative group ever?
It's really interesting, because if you look at what CNN is saying and MSNBC and the New York Times, they love to push this whole idea of, you know, wow, Gen Z, and these, for people who don't know, these are people born between 1997 and 2012. Oh, they're just as liberal, if not more progressive, than millennials. You know, the vast majority of them hate Trump. They want bigger government. They're overwhelming supporters of BLM and multiculturalism. You name it, you know. And while that is true, it's also highly misleading, because it's only half the story. And a half-truth presented as the whole truth is a lie. It's not true. The simple fact of the matter is that more Generation Zers identify as conservative than any other previously studied generation. And that number, that percentage of those of identifying as conservative has been going up for generations now. And so what we have, for example, is data that's been compiled that shows that 30% of Generation Z, so that's around the 30% mark is looking at 18-year-olds in particular, so high school seniors, college freshmen, 30% identify as conservatives. Now, when you compare that to previous generations when they were 18, you find an extraordinary pattern. Only 17% of baby boomers, right, post-World War II, identified as conservatives when they were 18. 22% of Generation Xers, my generation, and then 23% of millennials. So we're seeing a clear pattern of increase, a clear shift to the right with each of the last three generations. And what's so fascinating then is that when people say, oh, you know, Generation Zers, 60%, you know, left wing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but they're not looking at the fact that more Generation Zers are conservative than ever. In fact, I'll really nail this home. There was a paper that just came out based on a YouGov study of British 18-year-olds. And the astonishing conclusion they came to is 18-year-old Brits today are more right-wing than, say, 22-year-olds in Britain, and they're every bit as right-wing as 40-year-olds.
Wow.
Why?
It's a very good question. Actually, a lot of people, their scholars have been calling them the Jordan Peterson generation, right, which is a really neat term. I'm sure many of your listeners are fans of Jordan Peterson, as they ought to be. Jordan Peterson, of course, is the great scholar from the University of Toronto who's taken on, he's almost had this singular war of deconstructing and demolishing political correctness. And what we're finding, particularly a study that came out of over 8,000 people, what we find is that people between the ages of 24 and 29, 70% of them believe that political correctness is destructive to our society. Of those under the age of 24, 70% believe political correctness is damaging to our society. So it does seem that there is a bit of a backlash, a blowback against the, you know, tyrannical tendencies of political correctness. And the key here is political correctness, scholars have long recognized, is the immune system. It's a rhetoric and a practice that is designed to protect left-wing liberalism. So when you see the immune system begin to crack, inevitably the ideology that it seeks to protect cracks as well.
When would you say that conservatism was at its lowest point? 60s, 50s? No, 60s, not 50s.
Yeah, well, certainly when we looked at where the boomers were, for example, when they were 18, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
17% okay. Claimed to be conservative. 60s are I would put it there in terms of an aggregate, but it's a muddled period. 60s are interesting. 60s is a period of, you know, radical unrest, you know, hippie movement, counterculture movement. It's also, ironically, the decade of Little League Baseball.
So, is that right?
So, isn't that wild? So
wow.
Culture is, and that's kind of the shtick of my analysis. Culture is complex. And so usually when people say, it's all this, it's all left-wing, it's all progressive, my interest is always like, not in mid-America. Something's going on there that's keeping those good folk values, folk culture alive. And oftentimes it gets even stronger the more liberal and left-wing our urban and political class ends up becoming.
So folks out there who are feeling, let's say, they're waking up every morning, turning on the news or watching it before they go to bed, feeling as though the country is certainly headed in the wrong direction with protests here and a fire or looting and a shooting there, you're telling everybody there is hope.
Oh, big time. More hope than we would have seen from millennials or boomers or Xers. Absolutely. Again, Gen Z, in many respects, has already begun to walk away from the Democratic Party. There was a study by a fellow by the name of Jeff Brower, who's a political science professor at Keystone College. And he's found that Democrats between 2012 and 2016 elections have lost a total, again, aggregate of 5% of the youth vote nationally. But when you look at it in terms of states, in Florida, Democrats lost 16% of the youth vote. In Ohio and Pennsylvania, it was 19%, and in Wisconsin, it was 20%. So we're really seeing Generation Zers moving away from Democrats, and that as a whole is bringing the youth vote away from them and more towards the Republicans. And we also remember we tend to get more conservative the older we get. We actually have studies on that find that we generally get more conservative. We lean more conservative. 0.5% with each year of our lives after the age of 18. And if we've got a Generation Z that is as conservative as 40-year-olds at the age of 18, can you imagine what they'll be like when they're 40?
So is the Republican Party tapping into that?
They are. I think just by the focus on the nationalist populism that President Trump just gave such a perfect masterclass of last night, I think that alone is doing it. We have to remember Gen Z is a generation that grew up in the shadow of 9/11.
Right.
So they are very nervous with borders. They don't like open borders. They like border security. And the 2008 financial crisis. So they do like much more of a protectionist, interventionist economic policy. That's precisely what they're getting from a nationalist populist Republican Party.
Dr. Turley is joining us now. Doc, how does the media play into this?
What we have to remember is the media engages in a practice known as selectivity. It's what anthropologists of media would call it. And selectivity is not just simply selecting what is quote-unquote newsworthy. It's also selecting what it means and how we should think about it. So it's a very biased practice. And the media has decided since the 1960s to make the young person the ideal symbol of a progressive future. We're finding that through studies now, that attempt is becoming more and more artificial and more forced.
Interesting. Doc, what's your website? I'm sure folks will want to go check it out. Great information today, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Lee. It's turleytalks.com. Last name, T as in Tom, U-R-L-E-Y. Talks like TED Talks. And you could also punch in Dr. Steve Turley in YouTube, and the channel will show up as well. We do two videos a day analyzing current events in light of conservative trends so we can all live in the present in light of even better things to come.
Doc, great stuff, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Let me take a quick time out. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here next week. He's got a couple of days off. I'm sure by now he is someplace sunny and hot, which could be home because I think he lives in Vegas, which is pretty good. Anyway, I got to take a little detour from the serious conversation. At least once a night, I got to take a walk down sort of crazy lane and just share some stories that come across my desk on a somewhat regular basis. You know, some of them are sort of rooted in seriousness, but in the end, it's really more the insanity of folks who are living across this country, across the world for that matter. So the pandemic has been a real breeding ground for both boredom and conspiracy theories. Apparently, UFO sightings are up 51% this year. Lots of people, I guess, are taking to the skies and thinking they're seeing UFOs. I guess. Listen, UFOs are out there. Maybe people have more time. Maybe that's why they see them, because they're looking out more. They're not, you know, buried in work because they're not working. Could really help stop the spread of the virus if we talked less and we talked more quietly, according to the latest reports. If you talk quiet and don't yell, and I guess don't use words that start with P, then I guess we won't spread the virus. They will nitpick everything. It's crazy. This story is absolutely incredible. I got to share this with you before we run out of time. So back in 2005, this young man, and I could never pronounce his name in a thousand years. It's like 11 consonants altogether, and then a couple of E's, and then an A and a K. So I could never do it. But anyway, he got in a very bad car accident and fractured his skull, 85 stitches, okay? Doctors told the kid, it was a young kid. Doctors told the parents that this kid would have trouble with his brain the rest of his life and he'd, you know, need assistance. They couldn't be more wrong. Listen to this. This young man was able to compute 8 869,463,853 times 73 in less than 26 seconds with no calculator, no scratch paper. I guess it's a record. Something happened in the car accident that did something to his brain. The brain is absolutely this magnificent creation by God. So he got injured, but the injury actually improved his cognitive abilities and it improved the way he can do math. It's nuts. Can you imagine multiplying over 100 million times a two-digit number? It's nearly, I know there are tricks to that, but apparently they don't use tricks in that kind of a competition. So whatever happened, it's nuts to me. It just seems incredible. In Chicago, they are selling Chicago, where people are getting shot. 50 people getting a shot in a weekend. But in Chicago, they're selling the world's most expensive peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Would you like to know how much it costs? $350. I won't keep you in suspense. At a restaurant called PB&J's, which stands for Pizza, Beer, and Jukebox. Again, it will cost you $350. Why is it so much? Well, the bread has, been in some gold brick oven baked. Well, I don't know. There's just a lot of reasons why, but $350 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I think I can find better ways to spend $350. The reason there are usually mirrors next to elevators is to keep you distracted while you wait. Vanity. People love vanity, so they look at themselves. Let's see. Friends went through three other titles, if you like the show Friends. And Friends seems like it's on 24 hours a day, doesn't it? It was originally going to be called Insomnia Cafe. It was going to be called Six of One. And then Friends Like Us, they settled on Friends. And that's probably a good choice. The word candidate comes from a Latin word candidatus, which means clothed in white, because in ancient Rome, men who were running for politics wore togas, like a toga party. Let's see. A man ignores his wife during an argument, which is, I would say, fairly typical sometimes, but the wife decided that she had had enough of that, and she stabbed him in the back, so. man. All right. Let me see what else I got. Oh, God. Should I save this one for more time? Yeah. Okay. So there's this new thing out now called a brokini. Yeah. It's a two-piece bikini for men. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Brokini. Wear that at the beach this summer. You know what, though? I bet you it's the hottest selling item on Amazon. These liberal panty waist doughboys are probably buying that up. Let me get the lime green brokini. I'll wear that at the beach. All right, we're out of time. Listen, I got great guests coming up. Too many to mention. If you go anywhere, it's crazy. I had to get these stories off my chest, so I hope you didn't mind. We'll get back to the serious stuff. We'll be back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden vows to create a White House commission on police violence if elected. Biden, ignoring requests from the mayor of Kenosha, still visited the city and held his political event inside a church. Biden telling those in attendance that the president's words matter.
They can send a nation to war, they can bring peace, they can make markets rise or fall, and they can do things that I've observed can make a difference just by what they say.
President Trump is in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. Edward Young is a big fan of the president's. He tells KDKA-TV.
Not kidding. I truly believe that Donald Trump was sent by God. True. He's not perfect. He's a sinner. But if you read the Bible, so was Moses, so was David, so was everybody.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Boomer Naturals, the sponsor of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks. I do, too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes. And I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes. Or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds. And I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable. Easy to breathe. Easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20, WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root, and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com, code WARRADIO20.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Joining me right now, the editor of discoverthenetworks.org and the author of The New Shame of the Cities. He's also got a paper out, which is why we're talking about a pamphlet, to be exact, of why we're talking to him tonight. John Perrazzo is joining us. Black Lives Matter Exposed. John, how are you? I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So every lawn in suburbia, you know, every street corner in the big cities, you see these big black flags now or signs saying Black Lives Matter. You say they've been exposed. Tell me how.
Well, Black Lives Matter did a very clever thing when they were formed. They chose a name which was a slogan that sounded very benign, very uncontroversial, and they knew it was a slogan that would appeal to the vast majority of Americans. No one of goodwill or right mind would really take issue with the notion that Black Lives Matter. There would be no argument of that. It's a self-evident statement. What they did is they took that name and they used it as a shroud to conceal an agenda that has nothing to do with the value of black lives or the welfare of black lives, but really it's to push a Marxist agenda. It was founded by Marxists. The agendas are openly Marxist, and it's naturally Marxism and anti-Americanism typically go hand in hand, and we saw this group's hatred of America just a couple of days ago. They marched 700 or 800 people through the streets of Oakland, California, chanting death to America. So the idea that this group is focused on the value and worth and dignity of every black life is it's a very bad joke.
So you're not the only one who says this. You're not the only one who thinks this. There's a lot of folks out there who feel this way. We talk about this quite often, how, you know, the roots of Black Lives Matter has been exposed, like you had said, Marxism and et cetera, that goes along with that. And it just seems like a big chunk of America, are they sleeping? Are they just sheep following what the media tells them to follow? What has caused people, I guess, this time to say, no, wait a second, you're wrong, these guys are okay, let's follow them?
Well, the media plays a massive role in that. I think the conservative media, like you said, has done a very good job of exposing this about the Marxist roots of this organization. But in this case, we've got the popular culture that has really bought into this, people that the public looks up to or admires, people in Hollywood, celebrities, people in the sports world. They're really 99.9% on board with the propaganda of Black Lives Matter. You see the sports world, they've altered their fields and their courts they emblazoned the words Black Lives Matter, say, on the basketball courts, in the end zones. The NFL has some other slogan that they've put there. The players wear slogans and the names of dead people
right,
who have been killed by police on their jerseys. It's become nothing but a constant barrage of propaganda, so it's very difficult when you see it all around you. It's difficult to to maintain your head and to understand that this is really a movement that has, it's bamboozled many millions of people. The New York Times recently ran a piece that said anywhere from 15 to 25 million Americans have at one time or another either engaged in a protest or a march or a vigil on behalf of Black Lives Matter, and so it could be perhaps the biggest movement in American history, they say. Well, that's an amazing statistic, and a lot of it has to do with the media, with the popular culture really being on board, probably being afraid to be called racist in many cases. And the media, one of the reasons that they have been very reluctant and actually were very remiss in pointing these things out is they understand that Black Lives Matter and the Democratic Party are very much allied with one another. There's many examples of the Democratic Party supporting Black Lives Matter, speaking out in its favor, and vice versa.
John Perrazzo is our guest. He has a pamphlet that hopefully we can get an idea where you can grab that, Black Lives Matter Exposed for Marxist Hate and Lies, in his new report. This thing was born from the confrontation between Trayvon Martin back, 2014, I think. That's sort of when the first time this slogan was said out loud, Black Lives Matter, and then it really got ratcheted up with Michael Brown. Now, you can say what you want about Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown was completely a lie, right? So we know that. Yet still, you know, folks followed it. But now, as you just said, people are being, I love the word bamboozle that you used. So what has caused middle America, white suburbia, by the way, to follow along this Black Lives Matter protest movement now when they wouldn't do it before?
Well, they're surrounded by it on every side. One of the major, one of the major phenomena that we've seen this time around is that the corporation, major, massive, multi-billion dollar corporations are on board with Black Lives Matter. You go to their websites and they've got all types of propaganda promoting the Black Lives Matter worldview, talking about white privilege, systemic racism, the oppression of African Americans, etc. And they're, you could call it virtue signaling and moral preening, I guess, but you know, some of them are on board. I think some of them are just trying to protect themselves from being smeared as racist, but regardless of their motivations, they've given probably well over $1 billion by this point to the cause. And when you're surrounded by this, as you say, middle America, you're surrounded by it wherever you look. Corporate websites, baseball and basketball and football
fans, right.
Hollywood, the movies, television programs, the news on television, etc. You're literally surrounded by it. It can't help but affect many, many millions of people and their worldview, and that's why the yard signs that you mentioned, people put them up very proudly, and they're happy to announce their support for Black Lives Matter. And if they were to be confronted with this information that this is a Marxist organization that hates America, I don't know how many of them would actually believe it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. So when you're confronted, as many people have been confronted, whether it's on a busy street corner or that one woman that keeps popping into my brain who's trying to have a peaceful dinner by herself and was yelled and screamed at by 25 members of Antifa or Black Lives Matter protesters saying, raise your, you know, your fist in solidarity. Black Lives Matter, she wouldn't do it. Or when, you know, you see a video of someone asking a cop to say Black Lives Matter and they say all lives matter and then they're called a racist and a bigot. How far does this go? And does it end? I mean, what's the end game here?
You know, it really doesn't end. The only way it ends is to put these things down, at least in terms of the uprising and the riots. They have to be put down by force, and we've seen a number of examples of very, very weak mayors who have done nothing.
Agreed.
Toward that end. But in terms of the overall objective of the group, they are disciples, you could say, in part of a man named Saul Alinsky. Alinsky was a communist, at least at heart. He wasn't a Communist Party member, but he was a communist at heart. He died about 50 years ago, 48 years ago, I think. But he continues to play a major role in the thinking of the left, because he talked about how the left can gain power and turn society around, make it a Marxist society. And he said, what we have to do is wage eternal war. He used the words eternal war. You never give in, you never concede, you never agree to any areas of concession or agreement. You never concede that your opponent might have some good qualities. You continue to paint the opponent, which in this case is white America, and the police forces of America, paint them as devils, 100% devils. You don't give an inch, and you never, ever stop fighting an eternal war and the ultimate goal of destruction. Alinsky was very, very clear about this, and the connection between Alinsky and Black Lives Matter is not speculation. Black Lives Matter has actually held a training session where they taught Alinsky's philosophy and methods to their activists.
John, can you stick around through the break? And I got a couple more questions I want to ask you on the other side. Do you mind?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, just a couple minutes. We'll take a quick time out. John Ferrazzo is our guest. Again, Black Lives Matter, Marxist hate dressed up as racial justice. He actually is the editor of discoverthenetworks.org and author of The New Shame of the Cities. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, Wayne Allen Root's got a couple of days off, well-deserved, and he'll be back, I believe, on Monday. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. You want to reach me, you can. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Fascinating guest, and I appreciate him sticking through the break, and I'll just take a few more minutes of his time. John Perrazzo, editor of DiscoverTheNetworks.org and author of The New Shame of the Cities. He's got a pamphlet out. I have what feels like hundreds of conversations with, particularly lately, we've been talking a lot I want to call them professional agitators, folks who take the stance that black men are being hunted by white police officers. There's no central agency that tracks this. Nobody really knows how many people are getting shot by cops. There are different studies who give you different numbers, 10 one year, 12 another year. These are unarmed black men who are getting shot and killed. But there's really no place to go to get it all. Does anybody know the actual answers to how many unarmed black men have been shot here in the last 5 years, 10 years, decade? Are we turning the world upside down for 10 folks? Are we turning the world upside down for maybe 10 unarmed black men who were shot?
Yeah, well, just in response to what you said there, you turned the world upside down for this. That is one of the things that Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, that I mentioned before, talked about. He said that activists were fighting for a cause have to be prepared to put on these histrionic, theatrical exhibitions of moral outrage, and regardless, you could confront them with the facts that you just mentioned, and confront them with the fact that almost 400 million police and civilian interactions happen every year without incident, without illegality of any kind, and they will focus on the 10 or 12 incidents that you cite. Now, even people being shot when they're unarmed, we all know that doesn't necessarily mean they're not dangerous. Michael Brown in Ferguson was unarmed technically, but he was trying to kill the officer and take his gun, etc. We know that. So it doesn't always mean that it's wrong. But the stats are out there. The Bureau of Justice Statistics has them. In a typical year, the number of unarmed whites who get shot is somewhere around twice the number of unarmed blacks.
Right.
It varies from year to year. you pointed out, when you look at their respective involvement in serious crimes, which are exactly the types of crimes that are likely to lead to an escalation and perhaps a shooting, blacks are far, you know, very disproportionately represented. So if anything, the stats actually show that the police are showing more restraint, and understandably so, because they understand their lives and careers could be destroyed if they get charged with racism. So they're actually being more restrained in the way that they deal with high-level conflicts with black suspects.
In your pamphlet, what can folks, you know, kind of ascertain for glean from your pamphlet when they get a chance to read it? What do they get from it?
Well, what they'll do is they'll understand the roots of Black Lives Matter, the agendas of Black Lives Matter, the founders are three Marxists, and we go into exactly what they believe. They talk about being trained Marxists. They talk about valuing the writings of Mao and Lenin and Marx. They talk about their hero, Assata Shakur, who was a convicted cop killer. She's been a fugitive for 40-plus years in Cuba, former Black Panther. That's their hero. It's the woman who they quote at all of their events. So it gives you an idea of what they're about. You may have heard about their rejection of the nuclear family, which is an incredible thing to reject.
Yep.
You look at the problems that the demise of the nuclear family has had on Black Americans. Any organization would claim that they care about Black Americans and at the same time rejects the nuclear family simply because Marxism says that the nuclear family is should be outdated with the abolition of private property. It obviously doesn't have the well-being of blacks in mind. So there's an awful lot in the pamphlet, and also how Black Lives Matter's agitation has led to tremendous upsurges in crime in many, many American cities because the police are feeling the pressure. They are being more restrained, and meanwhile, the agitators are much more emboldened, particularly where they're being supported by mayors like de Blasio or the mayor in Portland, etc. So there's an awful lot of destruction that's resulting from Black Lives Matter. It's all in the pamphlet.
Yeah. I had a group of Black Lives Matter folks here in the studio with me one time, and I asked the question, if you could end the 70-something percent single-family households in black communities, and would that have any positive impact? Actually having a father in the household, they actually got angry when I brought that up, as if somehow I'd run. You know, it was amazing.
That's kryptonite for them. Yeah. Absolutely.
But listen, where can they get this pamphlet?
They can go to frontpagemag.com, and it's available there for free online. If they'd like to purchase a hard copy for $3, it's also available through frontpagemag.com. That's if you want a hard copy to carry around or hand to someone who you think could benefit from it.
John, listen, thanks a lot. Best of luck with this. Hope you get a lot of these out there. Folks need to know the actual truth behind this organization. So I appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Have a good one. All right, we got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.